I made a trip back to my hometown last week for my grandparents' 50-year anniversary. It was black leather wingtips and big bouffant hair, your typical senior affair. They were cutting a rug to a Glenn Miller tune when someone stood up and tapped a glass with a spoon. It was old Eddie Vickers, granddaddy's best man, and his very best friend to this day. And his eyes grew misty as he raised his champagne. Said, here's to the makers of things built to last, like church bells and bridges and baseball on grass, like Ferguson tractors and Luke Casey boots, my daddy's old tools I still use. The Pledge of Allegiance, the stars and the stripes, the words in the Bible, the sun in the sky. And here's to the twinkle in old married eyes, still there after 50 years past. Here's to the makers, things built to last. We live in a world now of plastic and glue, disposable honor, replaceable truth. If a pot breaks, why fix it? Man, what's the use? It costs less to buy it brand new. Oh, but lately I've looked in the eyes of my wife, and I see there what matters the most in this life. And I have decided I'm taking a stand to stay on that 50-year plan. Inspired by the words of a very wise man. Said, here's to the makers of things built to last, like church bells and bridges and baseball on grass, like Ferguson tractors, Luke Casey boots, my daddy's old tools I still use. The Pledge of Allegiance, the stars and the stripes, the words in the Bible, the sun in the sky. And here's to the twinkle in old married eyes, still there after 50 years past. Here's to the maker, things built to last. Here's to the makers, things built to last.